Hello, everyone. This is the MMR Off the Air podcast. I'm your host, Isaac Coombs, and today I am joined by
Devin Foote
and
Maddie Welch.
And this is More Media Records. We are a student-run record label here on campus. We meet on Thursdays at 7 p.m. in More 182 and 184. So if you want to come over and see what we're all about, feel free to. We also have a sampler album that we work on each semester, and stay tuned for that as well. All right, so today our primary discussion, we are going to be talking about music within the realm of not quite being released, like leaked slash unreleased music, demos, things that the creator doesn't necessarily want people to hear.
Yeah,
but
they're sort of in the vault still.
Yes, in the vault, but not really.
Yeah.
It's always an interesting thing to talk about, especially in this day and age where it's so easy for things to get thrown out there before someone's ready.
Yeah.
And it's extremely common to the point where there's so many examples to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I find unreleased music and demos, not that I like go out of my way to search for them, they just kind of pop up for me.
Yeah.
Like I just find these things that I want to look into, and then that's just really cool. So the way it works is Spotify, normally if someone uploads like unreleased music to there, it'll end up getting taken down eventually.
Yeah.
But with SoundCloud, it's kind of different because it's less monitored. So when people put music on SoundCloud, it's easier for me to find unreleased music and demos.
Yeah.
And it's basically my go-to spot for deep cuts, things like that. So some songs also might not technically be unreleased, but they're also really hard to find because an artist may have difficulty getting a hold of their rights to the music itself.
Yeah.
That's also a huge factor.
Right.
So I'm going to list off a few examples of some unreleased music, some demos, some songs that I really vibe with that aren't quite officially released.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like to start with my absolute favorite.
Ooh, what you got?
Which is Do Ya Thing by Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Now, this song came out in 2012, I believe, and it was part of a Converse deal for, like, shoes.
Oh, okay.
And Andre 3000 is on it.
Really?
And it's one of the most interesting songs I've heard, and it's just 12 minutes long, but only, like, the first...
Oh, that's a long song.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the first 3 minutes that are just an actual song. The rest of it is just kind of Andre 3000 just yelling, and it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Well, he's not like, yelling, but he's just repeating phrases.
I just want that to be the final cut, is just Andre 3000 just yelling.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's another one. Travis Scott has a couple that I vibe with.
Yeah.
Nice.
Green and Purple... as well as Houdini. Green and Purple, I think, is a... Well, yeah, Houdini and Green and Purple both have Playboi Carti features.
Oh, really?
Which is quite interesting. There is a rampant list of music that Kanye has not released over the course of his entire career.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
And just kind of left sitting in a vault. And some people are like, oh, we really want this to come out. And then he just, like, but, you know, he's kind of uncontrollable in a sense, so he just kind of puts out whatever he wants, and then it's just, he's a complicated person.
Yeah.
And
as we've seen.
Yeah. And around COVID, during that era, the band Brockhampton, they released the entirety of a demo catalog called Technical Difficulties.
Ooh.
And again, I find this stuff on SoundCloud, but it's not like on Spotify or anything like that. And it's very hard to get a hold of compared to their other actual release music.
Yeah.
But there are some final cuts from Technical Difficulties that did eventually make it into their next studio album.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was Roadrunner.
Nice.
And that was, I think, Chain On. And what's the other one called? Bankroll.
Okay.
Yes. And the thing about these songs is that when you hear them be officially released compared to their old demo versions,
yeah,
they hold some of the same elements, but not all of them, which is very interesting to see the comparison between the two.
Yeah.
And you see the same things with songs that were eventually released, such as When Hurricane was put out by Kanye West on his album Donda, mm-hmm. and that was different from the leaked version, which was on old versions of his rumored album Yandi, which never saw the light of day. But there's just, like, I feel like everywhere I look, there's, like, a new version of, like, an unreleased song just being released, put out there by some random dude nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I managed to get a hold of this. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I was about to ask. I'm like, were these purposefully put out there by the artist? Is that what you're talking about? These are all...
Some were, and some were not. Okay. So, like, I'd say that Brockhampton's Technical Difficulties, that was put out deliberately.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, like... officially, they're like demos that were released. So,
oh, okay, I got you.
But
now.
Then with right. stuff like, well, yeah, and Do Your Thing was also officially released, of course, with its own music video. In fact,
all right. Nice.
But Gorillaz, when they came back from their hiatus in 2017, they basically retconned that music video and said it was non-canon to the story that they build up within their music.
Yeah, because okay. I know Gorillaz has like a very like. The lore of Gorillaz yeah, is
exactly.
a real thing.
So, yeah,
lore?
That
yeah.
that music video was completely just decanonized and okay. kind of replaced with the new okay. thing they've got going on, which is really kind of sad to me, but it's also fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you've got songs like the Travis Scott ones that I mentioned that definitely were not meant to be put out and just were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got people who will leak music, release music, and it's like... really awful. Yep. Not in terms of, like, you know...
Yeah,
like
it's not done
that,
cooking yet.
It's not done. And it's, like, recorded through, like, some secondary means.
Yeah.
Like, and you'll see this with, like, movie trailers
yeah.
and other things as well. Like, early TV spots that someone just managed to catch before it got actually released.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a thing with the Five Nights at Freddy's trailer, where it was just, like, a really small, like, iPhone, filming iPhone blurriness.
Oh, really?
It's just, like... looked really horrible, and you know,
yeah.
and you know, you just see leaking everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
So, what are some other interesting like leaks, demo music, unreleased things that you guys are aware of?
Y'all go first.
Sure. I'm really into the band Lovejoy. Oh, sorry. I'm really into the band Lovejoy, and the lead singer Wilbur Soot, who was originally a streamer. On Twitch.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. I followed him. And so I kind of was a part of his fandom as he started his band, and I got to see it evolve. And on his earlier streams, he would release little leaks of their music just to kind of gauge the audience and, like, prepare the audience for the album to come out. And that's how I got invested in the band. I was like, yes, yeah. this rocks. Mm-hmm. But then later on, when he was trying to do the same thing with the next album that they were coming up with, he leaked a bit and then realized that they didn't want to finish making that song because it sounded a lot like another band that they were referencing while they were writing the new one.
Oh, really?
So he was like, if you want to hear this song, like, go listen to this band because it sounds way too close to this song, and we decided to just trash it because... it's basically just another band's song.
I'll say, do you remember what the band was that they were trying to accidentally emulating?
No, I don't remember right now. But the song was called, it was going to be called Coronado.
Okay.
So, and it sounded really cool, but I remember comparing it to the other one, and I was like, oh, wow, I see why you did this. And some of the fans, like, were outraged, and they were like, no, like, release it anyways.
Yeah.
And so he kind of came out and said, hey, we're going to stop leaking our music ahead of time because it was cool to tease it at first when the music was mainly finished. But now that we have kind of a stronger hold onto the band and what we want it to look like, we're going to just release it all at once. And so you guys can be surprised. And just in case anything happens like that again, we just want to make sure it's like how we want it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I thought... it was valid to do that. I think that it got them a lot of new audience attention to, like, go see their music.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a strength of, like, it being leaked ahead of time. But I also get, like, wanting to be out of the public eye until that album was released, because then they have more control over their vision.
Yeah.
And not let all the other people just have opinions on it before it even gets released. So
yeah, it's almost like a Super Bowl ad where you want to see it on Super Bowl Sunday instead of having them do it like a month or two earlier as they've been doing the last few years.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Me neither.
And then they're just all underwhelming, and it's
kind of ruins the magic.
It does. Well, it really does.
Not like there's much magic left anyway. But you know, what about you, Devin?
I have two artists I came up with when doing this. I usually find my unreleased or leaked music on YouTube. I just tend to be on there a lot more. Mm-hmm. Plus, I don't have a Spotify or SoundCloud account, so right, that's a big proponent of why.
I do find a lot of unreleased music on YouTube.
Yeah.
And used to on TikTok. I don't really have TikTok anymore, so.
That's true. But before I get into the two artists I have in mind, as you were talking, I was thinking, I know once Prince passed away, they were talking about, I think it's called the Purple Room or whatever he has, his vault of thousands, millions of unreleased songs, demos that he has that will take decades to release every single one of them, I think I heard at one point. And then also Michael Jackson also has a bunch of unreleased music that has never seen daylight at all. I just thought about those as you're talking. I wish I wrote those down in my little notebook here for like songs that like what could have been and all that. Mm-hmm. But some that I do have right here. One is by one of my favorite musicians. Her name's Aurora. She's from Norway and all that. Has Running with the Wolves, Cure for Me.
Yeah. I love Aurora. Oh, my gosh.
And I found a video on YouTube. It's like an hour, almost 2 hours long of just unreleased songs.
Wow.
It could be from, like, demos, like studio recorded demos or concert stuff, like, that just never got actually recorded. And some that I personally liked is a song called Big Blue. The others are, like, All My Demons, which is actually was supposed to be the title song of her first album, All My Demons Greet Me as a Friend. Mm-hmm. But I'm very curious to know why that was never actually released as a song, because I could definitely see that being in there after listening to the actual demo. Then there's some other really good ones. One song that actually I saw that was a demo that actually became a song on a different album. I don't remember what the actual song name is, but the song that was a demo on the video is called The Sun. And I can't remember what song it's a demo of, but once you hear it, you'll see similarities in what is actually in the song. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm actually listening to what could have been. And I've heard people in the fan base say they like the demo version more than the actual official release as well.
Right.
I'm more on like the middle ground. Like I could see both sides of it. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Like an actual demo that became an actual studio release and all that.
Right. Well, what's your guys' opinions though on? So you said you're middle ground.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so these were things that the artist never intended to release or just never got to release.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are we meant to be listening to these things? Is it ruining like what the artist's vision was? Or is it just kind of like an extended play? Like, what do you guys think about it?
That's a good question.
It's hard to say because sometimes you know, you'll get people who get their music leaked and then just kind of play along with it.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they wanted it to happen. It's just like a change of plans.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, there are people who will leak their own music beforehand to give people a taste of what's to come.
And then there's those that are like very stingy with their music and like, this is mine, don't release it, and it gets released and
but
it gets sued.
I'm a huge respecter of artistic vision.
Same
I
here,
think that
yeah.
if someone has something that they want to go out and do, then it's hard for people to kind of I don't know, it's just, it's easy to say that, oh, well, this was leaked and it's great. Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. this, I'm glad this leaked. It's like, well, yeah, but like if they're looking into an artistic vision, then that kind of goes against everything they're trying to do. And they probably lose a lot of money out of it as well.
I can imagine.
But like, sure. Overall, it's really, like, you won't really know unless you like ask like someone who had their music leaked,
yeah,
how they actually feel
well,
about
we,
it.
We also have like the examples of the older artists where their, yeah, their music got released. So not just like modern artists,
right?
But it's also, if you think about Harper Lee, when,
oh, yeah,
so she said, "I'm never going to write a book again," right? "I'm never going to write another book." And then after she died, oh, all of a sudden, like, they uncovered the
Ghost
book
of
that,
Watchmen.
That,
yeah,
she was never going to, yeah, release.
That's also yeah, kind of what happens with people like Juice WRLD or XXXTentacion, yeah,
right,
or Pop Smoke, where they get, and or even like artists like Michael Jackson or, mm-hmm, or stuff where they get their music, just a huge catalog of unreleased stuff,
yeah,
coming out on albums after they die. And it's like, no matter the quality, it's still put out because a lot of those posthumous albums are not very good.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like testing grounds for,
exactly,
what could,
yeah,
be like masterpieces.
Like there are some, yeah, it's just like, you know, just remember X's Bad Vibes Forever was pretty bad. And then,
oh, no,
I don't know, but a lot, I think Legends Never Die, that was Juice WRLD's one. I heard a,
yeah,
lot of people really like that one.
I heard,
yeah,
about that. I'm not into rap,
exactly,
but I've,
yeah,
definitely heard about that song in particular.
But it's like, just in general, like, you won't, someone's catalog isn't ready. It's not ready.
Yeah.
That's just how I kind of feel about it.
It's fair.
And you know,
I'm just, that's where I'm torn. I'm like, is it morally right,
yeah,
to release something after someone's, mm-hmm, death? And I feel like it's obvious to be like, is it morally right to like release music that someone alive is like currently writing? Of,
yeah,
course that's not all the way right,
mm-hmm,
because they didn't intend for it to go out yet. Like we said, it's not done cooking.
Yeah.
But for the songs that aren't done cooking, for the past artists who have passed away.
Like, what do you do?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Continuing on to what I have,
sure,
left, it's not a whole lot more anyways. One of my favorite vocalist of all time, Roy Orbison. He did Pretty Woman back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Contacted there's a Roy Orbison presentation, Preservation Society, and I have downloaded a demo of it,
okay,
which is incredibly hard to find. And I also have on my computer, as we speak, a song called Here in This Enchanted Place. And that just reminds me of, like, summer vibes. I can, like, be on the hammock next to a lake, you know. It's just that very relaxed, chill sort of song.
Yeah.
Others I saw that were just on the YouTube channel as a whole are some other demos that have just never seen the light of day, but others that he demoed for other artists that were official releases, which I thought was cool to see, like, what the artistic differences, like, just the little nuances are in there.
Yeah.
For example, I think there's one called Go On, which the singer Bobby V recorded. And just hearing the studio recorded version compared to the demo,
mm-hmm,
is, well, obviously the demo is a lot simpler, but just different voices, like, somehow carry a different message in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like using different artistic utensils.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it pen or watercolor?
Yeah. It's just, it's interesting to look at all this unreleased music, and
yeah,
that kind of wants me, like, we did touch on ethicality of this stuff,
mm-hmm,
but, you know,
yeah,
it's very interesting to see how leaks have been, at least certain ways in which leaks have been prevented in the past,
yeah,
and how that's been kind of harder to do as time has been going on, because with the age of the internet, it's way more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Spreads so fast.
Like, I remember when Radiohead released OK Computer, they put out these little cassettes,
yeah,
that they'd send out to reviewers that were, like, locked, and only the reviewers could listen to those cassettes, but they couldn't, like, it was a very interesting little contraption, but they,
yeah,
just, they put the entire album on that little cassette, and they go for a ton of money now.
Do you know how much? Wow. Like,
I have no
or
clue. I could look it up.
Wow. I say,
Hold on.
It's a piece of history.
But yeah,
right
no.
There.
You're. The more I think about it, like,
yeah,
I would say for me personally, when I stumble upon a song that's like been leaked by someone who's still alive, I'm mm-hmm. I'm annoyed by it, but I was like, I still appreciate that I got to hear this.
But how we were talking about ethically, it's like, yeah, people, I don't want to like dish on people who love hearing leaked music,
yeah,
because they're appreciating the artist and that kind of stuff.
Y'all do it.
Yeah, something that happened really recently I found really interesting. So this kind of just touches the ethic argument again. Yeah. So a lot of the time, if an artist's music gets leaked, they either use that leak as like a vamp for when they actually release
yeah.
it, or they're just like, I'm just not going to release this anymore. Unfortunately, I was so sad to see that SZA had a bunch of demos that she was working on, and just as of December, it got leaked. Excuse me, and all of the fans were like, "Oh, please, like release these. Like these are gonna be great once they're fully done."
Yeah.
And she basically was like, "These weren't done, and I didn't want them released, and you guys ruined it. So thank you, and I'm never releasing these songs ever."
Really?
Yes, and she was actually really bitter. I
don't blame her,
honestly. I feel like that's a proper response.
Yeah, that is
very...
Yeah.
The main thing here is that if you're not done with something and it comes out before it's ready to, then it's just like, wow.
That sucks,
that's
yeah.
awful. Like, I don't know. I'll put it into perspective, but, you know, with, like, the internet, there's also been... mass video game leaks.
Oh, yeah.
There
oh,
was
geez.
The Insomniac Games leak.
Yeah, I remember hearing
where
about that.
A ton of their catalog,
what?
Including the Wolverine game that they're working on, mm-hmm. was like partially leaked.
I didn't
leaked.
Know you could leak games.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
There was
what?
Last spring, I think it was, GTA 6.
Yeah, GTA
6. Had a massive leak.
Massive GTA 6 leak.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's purged. You cannot find anything about it because they went scorched earth trying to remove as much stuff
yeah,
as possible.
Yeah, Rockstar knows how to.
Exactly. They are very serious.
Even with like the internet now, how did they?
I don't know. They know their ways.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you look hard enough, you might find a little bit of something, but don't be surprised when the FBI kicks down your door. and then, you know, the GTA 6 trailer also was leaked.
Yeah, then they had...
day before. And the day before its slated release.
Yeah.
So they were just like, you know what? Let's just drop it now.
Yeah. Because everyone's seen it.
Everyone's seen it at this point. There's no point if you're just going to release it the next day. So that's just how it is with releases and leaks. It's just like... Yeah. It kind of just ruins the original hype that was there for people who are too impatient to wait for it.
Yeah. But I guess it depends because some artists have gotten so much fame out of a leaked song because it exploded.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just morally, like, I just personally don't think it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it has caused so much success for some people.
Yeah.
So it's just really a gray, like you said earlier, it's just really gray.
Yeah.
I found this is related back to the OK Computer
the
vinyl, but
thing,
I found a Instagram post kind of explaining it.
Oh yeah.
So let me read it here. I'll give credit. This is on the account High Vinylity. I'll put it in the little corner of the podcast video, but this is Radiohead OK Computer 1997. Original advanced promo cassette player sent by Capitol Records to press and music industry Happy Few to tease and promote the forthcoming album. So this tape player contained a one-sided OK Computer advanced cassette tape glued and sealed inside the player, so you had to wait and listen to the whole entire album. It's on one side of a 120mm tape, which is like 60 inches per side, and the album is 53 minutes 21 seconds. So this strange device was aimed to prevent taping and bootlegging, and some said also to avoid journalists to search for a hit or the successor of Creep. Sorry, this has no punctuation. It's very jumbled, but
it's good.
I think that's all that's really important. But like 25 years later, like I think about 25 years since 1997. But yeah, huge like way to stop piracy. And leaking of music. And, you know, piracy discussion, that's a whole other thing. We could go into Napster and Metallica stuff.
Yeah.
All of that.
That's a different episode
of itself. Because it's kind of a huge thing.
Yeah.
There's a really good video about it by this YouTuber called Nakey Jakey. It's a very, very good video about the history of that whole thing. But yeah,
I've heard of him. But yeah, his name is his name is funny.
I've never heard of that.
Nakey Jakey.
Yeah. So yeah. So that concludes this episode of the MMR Off the Air podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you around.
Oh, let us know in the comments what you think.
Yeah.
Is good, like leaked music, or like should we not leak music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just things like that. Stuff that you might like out of the leaked music genre, as well as general opinions on how it should be handled. And Devin, do you have something to say?
Yeah. Do they have polls still on YouTube or anything like that? Because we could just do a poll. If not,
we might drop totally a understand. Poll.
But
yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
All right. See you around.
Bye.